This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yes. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock, so another 3 hours to answer all your gardening questions and do everything we can to help you out. Now, if you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time and answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call and do what we can to help out. And it's a big day in New England, I guess in California too, but it's a bigger day in New England. And it's Super Bowl Sunday, and Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to be taking on the Rams. Let's see how it goes tonight. I'm excited, and I know my father would be too. And, one of his prized possessions that he had was a jacket with all the Super Bowl championship logos on the jacket, on the arms. It was like an old Letterman's jacket, but with the you know, with the Patriots logo, etc. on it. He loved it. It was awesome. So I know he was a big fan, so you know he'll be watching down, hopefully giving us some good thoughts and that type of thing. So be a good day. I know we talked earlier that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. I saw a few things on Facebook this morning that Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow. So 6 more weeks until spring. And I saw some things on Facebook that said about Tom Brady that he came out. He didn't see a shadow, but he foresees 6 more years of football. So, you know, maybe that'll be true. Who knows? But it's a big day all over the place. Super Bowl Sunday's a great day. I know my father always enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed it growing up to enjoy the watching it. It's interesting though. We're not a sports show, and we talk about gardening, but I try to bring some of it in the local area. But in my lifetime, I've seen more of the championships than ever, where a lot of the people growing up with different teams in New England, you know, had a huge drought, and ever since 2001, we've had a lot of championships in this area. So, you know, let's see what we can continue to do. But that's enough of that. We'll talk more about some gardening. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for the retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Again, here, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, talking about some soils there, you know, it's certain vegetables and certain, you know, a bunch of different vegetables you can start growing indoors at this point. Now, I'm looking at a newsletter from 2016, February 4th, 2016. So about the same time. What is it? Just one day different. And it talks about the title is Vegetable Weeks from Seeding to Transplanting Outdoors. Average day for seed germination, plant depth of the seed in the soil. So some good information for you on there. You know, just, and we've talked about this before, different, you know, which ones you need to do when. So, for example, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and cabbage. All of those are 5 to 7 weeks from seeding to transplanting outdoors. Now, let's just take a look at six, so a month and a half, let's say. Now, our first frost, our last frost is usually May 20th. It's not a science, it's just kind of what it usually is. We can get some later, depending upon where you are. I know last year in Canada, they had a frost in June. So, you know, nothing's, you know, written in stone. Mother Nature doesn't know that on May 20th, that's the last day that we can have a frost out there. But we use that as an example. So May 20th, so let's call that 3 weeks into the month. And then 3 weeks prior to that would be maybe the first week in April. You would be starting that before you would put it out. Now, some of the cold crops you'd be able to put out earlier. So, you know, maybe that's something to take a look at. But the other thing on this chart, which is really good, is average days to maturity. So those are the days to when it's going to start to produce their vegetables for you. So we have a few, just to name a couple. Like I said, the broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, cucumbers, eggplant, leeks, lettuce, onions, peppers, squash for summer, squash for winter, and tomatoes. There's some others that are direct seeding in the ground for vegetables. So these are ones that you want to definitely put right into the ground via seed. It'll tell you how many days before the seed germinates, and then average day for maturity and fruit, and give you some different numbers of you know, the average yield, how much spacing in between each seedling, etc. And that has some good ones, like just as an example, the bush beans and pole beans. You know, that's one that takes a little bit longer, not too long, but it'll take a little bit of time. But it takes about 6 to 14 days to germinate, and that's going to be some good spacing. And I know a lot of people like to grow beans because they can grow upright, and so that you can put them on a trellis, and it takes up a little bit less space in your garden. Another one that takes a little bit more time to mature would be corn. Then there's potatoes, which would really take some time, which can take 100 to 120 days. So we're talking 3 months. Now, a lot of the times, you know, potatoes you want to have at the end of August. So basically count back how many days where you would have to start it and take a look. So say you wanted it August 31st. So you go back to July, then go back to June, then go back to May, and then go back to April. So that's let's call that 120 days. So there's some time that you really need to look at that. So it could be a little bit earlier than others, but those are in the ground versus putting those above ground. You know, you're going to take with a potato, it's going to take about 7 to 14 days for it to really germinate, start to show some of the sprouts. So take a look for that. But this chart that I'm talking about can be found at paulparent.com. You can go up to the top where it says more and go to newsletter archives. This is a great one from February 4th, 2016. So there's a lot of good information on there to take a look at. I really highly recommend going to take a look at the old newsletters and, you know, some of the new ones that we're putting out. We are recycling some of the old articles, but it's very timely and good information. Now, it wouldn't be, you know, some of these are so well written, you don't really want to rewrite them. You don't want to have a new spin on it, because when my father wrote these, they're right on topic, right on everything you need to know. So, you know, as we say, you don't reinvent the wheel. So we take a lot of his articles and we'll redo them because they're very timely of what you should be doing. So take a look at that. Again, like I said, you can go to paulparent.com, click on more, and then go to the newsletter archives. Now, if you want to join our mailing list, you can scroll all the way to the bottom of the Paul Parent Garden Club at paulparent.com. You can go to about, I want to say it's about almost to the end where it says subscribe to our newsletter, and put your email address in there, and click sign up. Now, if that doesn't work for you, because I know it doesn't always work, you can always email us. There is an email address right below it, so you can send us an email. We'll get you right on board with the newsletters. But great information, always timely, always great information, as I said. I can't stress enough how great it was that my father started this newsletter. In the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Do everything we can to help you out. So give us a call. We'll do our best to help you out today.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start. but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and we'll help you out. Now, a couple things you can be doing in the garden this February. At this point, I know, you know, a lot of areas have some snow cover in the northern parts of New England. But everywhere else, say you're in a hardiness zone of 7 or lower, you could actually get out there. You could do some pruning on trees and shrubs or on both your ornamentals and fruit. The reason why I'm saying you can get out there is Monday and Tuesday look like great days in the 50s. So you're almost going to want to feel like you get out there and do some gardening. Now, so take a look. You could be doing some of the pruning on trees and shrubs. You also want to check your flower beds to see if any of the plants have heaved out of the ground or, you know, done something along those lines. Replace mulch as needed. You can do some other things, but really one last thing I'd want you to do, and we can go over a few others, is check for animal damage. See if anything's out there eating different plants and see what you can do to help prevent it. But in the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane in Massachusetts.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I was wondering if you have time this morning, if you could do a little bit of talking about maybe some shrubs that the deer will not eat. I had two small holly bushes, 2 years old, that I planted, and they've been eaten right down to the ground. So I'm probably going to have this continuing problem, and I'm probably going to take them out. And I was thinking about replacing them with maybe a butterfly or a rose of Sharon. So if you could maybe talk about some shrubs. I know if they're really hungry, they'll eat anything that might be more deer resistant. You know, I've tried deer repellents. There's so many brands out there, and I've never found that any of them really work.
Yep. And so there's a couple things you can be doing, and I'm actually there's on January 31st this year, my father wrote an article in his, had originally wrote an article for the newsletter. There's a great little article of what he has done in the past.
I do get the newsletter. I did see that, yes.
Yeah, so I was reading it this morning as well, and I read it the other day. But I like to go through them right at the morning of the show to see what's happening and see what you can do. And the thing that I found the most important from that whole article was it's not just one way to keep the deer away. He wrote at the end there, "I'll tell you that fences, repellent, and plant selection are the major ways to keep uninvited animals from destroying your garden. But if the weather is severe enough for them not to find food, they will eat almost anything to survive." So you already touched on the part when they'll eat anything to survive.
Right.
But I also think it's, as you're saying, deer-resistant plants, but it's also repellents. You don't necessarily have to be putting fences up, but you know, that's just another option. Now, some deer-resistant type plants, you can be looking at spireas. Some spireas, which flower during the summer, but they're deciduous, so they lose their leaves during the winter. You could do spruces. You could also do some false cypress, so like a hinoki type cypress. You could do forsythia is considered deer resistant. You could be doing there's a plant out there called bayberry. That would be a good one to use. There's some potentilla that they don't enjoy eating. You could also look at I haven't seen them really eat rhododendrons really at all. So that's a good one to look at.
What about, excuse me, perennial grasses? Do they go for those?
I haven't really seen them go after those because a lot of times during the winter is when we'll start to see the deer because, you know, the deer, during the season, there's more foliage, etc., out there for them to really eat during the, you know, nice part of the season. After that, the winter and fall is when they're looking for it, and that's when the perennial grasses don't have as much going on.
Right.
Now, Dan, I'm just going to stop real quick here because I want to talk more with you, but we're about to go to a break. So if you hang tight for me, on the other side will be some more ideas, and we'll go over it a little bit more. All right? We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I ask you to join me.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, the latest Democrat to enter the field for the White House.
Now the road ahead will not be easy. The battles will be tough. The obstacle's great, but I know that when we stand united by our love for our people and for our country, there is no obstacle we cannot overcome.
Gabbard announces on a Waikiki beach yesterday, becoming the 8th Democratic candidate to officially announce a run, though still more are expected to join the field. On the field, New England's Tom Brady will be in his 9th Super Bowl later today, facing off against the L.A. Rams. But Brady says his appreciation for being in the big game has only grown through the years.
I just have more appreciation because the older you get, you know, the fewer chances you're going to have.
Kickoff in Atlanta is just past 6:30 Eastern, and this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were speaking with Diane in regards to some deer-resistant shrubs, trees, perennials, etc., and how she can go about that. We had just started talking about some perennial grasses. Now, I was just going on a little bit about when deer seem to graze. They like to graze early spring when the foliage is brand new on different shrubs and trees. So they like that soft tissue of the plant. And then they'll feed again in the fall when, you know, the leaves start to fall, plants don't have as much on them, so they have to venture out more to take a look at the plants. Usually early spring with grasses, the grasses are a little bit later to start popping up, especially if you cut them back in the fall. So they kind of be away from them. I don't know any specific grasses that you can use that are specifically deer resistant. I'd have to do a little bit more research on that itself, but I haven't seen them go for that as much. They want more of like the leafy type plants. So I think those would be fine. Just to, you know, a couple other things that I want to touch base with on deer proofing type tips for okay. you going forward. So it's not just about the repellents. I do still think you need to use some sort of repellent. I don't think we can just get away from it, because it's all about different types of scare tactics for the animal. You don't, once they get one and it just keeps happening, they kind of get used to it. So you want to keep them guessing. Okay, so one way to do that is to hang some wind chimes in branches in the area that, or, you know, like a wind spinner, something along those lines, that will all of a sudden create movement or noise to scare some deer. That's one. They've created this product out there that is a motion-activated sprinkler where it just all of a sudden shoots water and scares them. That's an option. There is a A month and a half ago, we had somebody give us a call who talked about deer fencing, which is an electronic deer fence. The website, I have it at home. I'm actually somewhere else. I'm not at my house today broadcasting. But I believe it's like deerfencing.com or electric deer fencing. I'd have to take a look in my emails going back. But a woman said she really... she used that on Cape Cod, where they had a bunch of deer coming in, and it really worked for her. She even told a story about how the mother deer brought the baby deer, the fawn, and brought her to about the area, basically showing her, don't go past this, you're going to get a shock. So it really worked for her. Again, it's a number of different things. The other thing you can be doing is... planting in different areas aromatic perennials and herbs throughout the garden. Deer don't like that smell of it, so it's a natural way to do it instead of just using a repellent. So you'd be looking at something like mint, thyme, lavender, rosemary, sage, those types of things. Intermingle those with some of the other plants that are there, and that really helps get some of that aroma in the air. Again, when you're starting to, the best time to be using any repellent would be when you're starting to see new shoots coming out. Because, like I said, the deer love new leaves and those, because it's so much easier to chew on.
Right.
So when you first start to see some of the leaves start to emerge, that's when you would want to use a deer repellent, such as like a bonide Repelzol, or I think they have a one that's for deer and rabbit. Deer and rabbit kind of have the same scares, the smell that they don't like. So it's got that those different odors. You can also use like a blood meal around the garden. There's Milorganite is beneficial for the garden and for your lawn, but it has a smell to it that deer don't like as well. So you can look at something like that, which is beneficial for the garden, that you're doing, you know, a two-for-one type special, if you will. Feeding and repelling. Those would definitely be good to do. And then... if all else fails, that's when you could go to the deer fencing. You don't necessarily have to do the deer fencing.
Right.
But, you know, it's certain plants they really do love. Certain plants they just go for. I had said earlier rhododendrons, they actually go towards rhododendrons. I apologize.
when they're hungry, they're hungry.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the ones that you see all the time is like an arborvitae and a yew. Those are the ones that just chew on. Those are one, you know, types of shrubs. And it's a certain type of, it's the American arborvitae. They do say that the green giant arborvitae is deer resistant. So you could try that if you are looking for arborvitae for like a fence or, you know, something along those lines. But a couple more shrubs. Boxwood you could use. I talked about the potentilla. You had mentioned butterfly bush. That's definitely one that they don't like. Spirea and junipers. For just to name a few.
What about a wedge gal?
What is it?
A wedge gal.
To be honest, you've stumped me. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know. It comes out in the spring a little bit after. I think it's W-E-I. G-E-L.
Oh, the Wigelia?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I spelled it correct. I said it wrong. Yes, that's the one.
Some of them might be deer resistant. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. You know, they... again, in the early spring when they have some of their brand new types of shoots, they might... go for them, but the thing about them is they're very when they flower, they're very aromatic, so maybe that's going to keep some of them away at that point, but that would be when they flower only,
right?
So it's not going to be right at the start of the season, so that would be one where if you know, it could repel them when they're flowering from the aromatic smell to it, but you'd want to put some sort of repellent early in the spring just to keep them away from it. Now, if you're looking for some perennials to add, to the right. to the garden. They don't like peonies. They okay. do not like the Russian sage. That's a good one to put in there. It's got a nice color to it.
Right, I'm familiar with that one. That's a nice one, yeah.
They, you know, for some of the shady areas, maybe go with the bleeding heart.
Okay.
That might be a good one to use. And, you know, definitely, I don't know how many times I can stress this, if they're coming right. to your house, do not use hosta or daylily.
I'm quite familiar. They do
they
a job
love
on those in the summer.
They love them. You know,
I
I saw right around Christmas time, it was funny, I had seen on one of the social media sites, it was a picture, it was Santa talking to his reindeer, and he had said to the reindeer, they left carrots again, eat their hosta.
Right.
You know,
oh, no, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, they definitely love those, so stay away from those if you can. I mean, right. if you need to, maybe plant them in the woods to keep them away from the house and give them something out there to go chew on.
I appreciate your information. I love working, listening to your show and working some of your dad's ideas and your ideas into the garden. So I really appreciate you taking my call, Patrick. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much for the phone call. It's very great information, timely. I mean, it's great to have you call in with some of these questions, and it was right on our newsletter as well. So as I was saying earlier, our newsletter is very timely. So it's pretty good stuff. So thank you so much for the phone call, Diane.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Taking my call. So I've got a question about my lawn. So last fall, or in early October, I had a landscaper come in and put about 7 yards of topsoil, new fertilization, new seed, primarily in the back of the yard, which is north-facing, and the sides of the yard. And it just didn't really come in. It came in a little bit, but it didn't really come in. It was pretty dry and, you know, a little bit of green fuzz. So when it was raining in January, I looked out in the backyard, and it's like basically mud. And what I'm worried about is what do we do in the spring? Because usually I'll put a crabgrass preventer down, but I don't want to do that in the back. And I'm wondering, is it going to need to be reseeded, refertilized in the back and crabgrass preventer in the front? Or should I get that crabgrass preventer that allows you to seed? So I'm not really exactly sure what to do, but I'm worried about just mud and nothing coming in the spring.
Okay, and we can definitely help you with that. So a couple things I'd want to have you do is if you can stay off of the back of the yard for the as much as you can for the rest of the winter while it's muddy like that, stay off it the best you can. I understand you sometimes have to. I get it. So that would be step one if you could. Going forward, I would want you to reseed the area again. But what I'd want you to use is the crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually use that over the entire lawn.
Okay.
Okay. I would suggest reseeding... It's up to you. Let me say that first. But I would suggest reseeding the entire lawn a little bit because in the back of the yard and the side yards where you've had it redone, you want it to mix well with the other grass that's into the lawn.
Yeah.
So by spreading it into the other areas, you're getting some of that same lawn so it's consistent throughout. If you can't do that, that's fine too. It's just... That's how I would like to do it, just to see the lawn kind of start to become all the same. So it's a nice flow to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're in the spring, once you start to see the ground start to thaw out a little bit, the forsythias are growing, that's when you usually put your crabgrass preventer fertilizer down. Now,
okay.
Take a look at the weather. See what the weather is like and if it's going to be getting cold once you start to see those forsythia blooming, if it's going to stay cold at night, stay cold during the week, etc. You want to see temperatures not have that big fluctuation in temperature, like a 20-degree dip at night or 30-degree dip, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You want to try to see a consistent where it would be the same. That's when you can start putting the new seed down.
I see.
So what I'd recommend doing is when you start to get out there, clean up the lawn that's existing, okay? Get up any of the branches, any of the leaves that are left on, and just clean up some of what's there to allow when you put the seed down, the seed to have something to grab onto. You're going to be able to get it right to the dirt.
I see.
Versus on top of leaves or branches. It's not doing any good for you. You're just getting the ground set. Okay?
Yep.
So you would clean it up. The next thing I would do is put that crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer down.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would put the seed down. The reason why I do it this way is the crabgrass preventer, it breaks down over time. You walking over it starts to break it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You don't want to walk that much over brand new seed. You want it to sit down there. So the less you walk on it, the better. From there, it's all about watering. Now, we're going to go to a break, so I want you to hang tight on the line for me so I can go over a little bit more with it so you can have a perfect lawn going forward. All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a up on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello. I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were speaking with Paul in regards to his lawn and what we can do. We've already talked about some crabgrass prevention with starter fertilizer and how to put it down, when to put it down, and what to do next. Now, so like I said, you'll put the crabgrass preventer down first with the seed starter fertilizer. Then you put the seed down, and then it's all about watering and taking care of it by, you know, water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the lawn needs, a new lawn starting out, needs about 2 inches of water every week. Now, the easiest way to figure out, you know, if you have a sprinkler system or if, you know, you're using a sprinkler, how much water is going down, is take a tuna fish can. Obviously, an empty tuna fish can, which is about an inch tall. Place it out into the center of an area that you're watering and see how long it takes to fill. If it takes a half hour, you need an hour of water per week to make sure it's getting enough water to actually start growing and absorbing and getting stronger for you. Now, so that's a big part of it, is the watering and taking care of it. You know, obviously the amount of water will change during the season, how it warms up, etc., to keep it going. But if you're looking to continue your lawn for years and years to come, you're going to want to continue the 4 to 5 step program. I like a 5 step program. Starting with the crabgrass preventer, then you go to a weed control, then you go to a summer fertilizer, then you go to a fall fertilizer, and then again would be another fall fertilizer or winter type feed.
Fertilizer.
Yeah, because lawns are still active under the soil. Some of the roots are still active, and by feeding them late in the season, you're going to allow them to progress through the winter and be stronger for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember when Scotts would do commercials online, they always showed the perfect green lawn.
Right.
What they're not showing you is the 5 or 6 years it took to get there prior.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes consistently feeding and staying on that schedule and watering to get it to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back a little bit when it comes to seeding, what I'd like to see you do to get your yard stronger is so you would seed that first time when you put the crabgrass preventer down, and then seed again 21 days later. Okay? A double dose of seeding is going to fix and fill some of those patches that might have come up. What it also does is it helps prevent some weeds from coming up in those areas that are bare. Anytime you have a bare spot in the lawn, you should be putting seed down to give at least the weed something to compete with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you hear, you know, experts out there saying, you know, the best time to put seed down is in the fall, which it is. That's the best time to do it. But at the same time, a lot of times you're seeing damage from the winter and the spring, so you're going to put it down. That being said, everybody says don't do any seeding in the summer. Well, if you notice that the lawn is patchy and it has some space on there, if you don't do anything, the weeds are just going to take control and they're going to take over everything that you've done with those, with the fertilizer and preventing of weeds all season long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say you can put seed down any time of the year. It doesn't have to be just fall and it doesn't have to be just spring. You know, it's all about taking care of it with water, etc. One last thing I can suggest for you is, you know, I know they put in some new topsoil. See if you can get that landscaper to give you a soil result. A lot of times wherever they get it, have to have a soil test done of their soil. Find out what the pH is like. Find out all that information. Now, once you get that, we can figure out if there's some other things going on in the soil. If you would like, if you can get that, if you want to send it to me, you can go to our website at paulparent.com, go all the way to the bottom, and it says contact us. It also has our email address right there. You can send it to me so I can take a look at what the, you know, pH level is, etc., and then we can figure out if you need more lime, if you have, you know, if there's anything else you can do in the soil to really help it. Because it's not just about feeding the lawn, it's about taking care of the soil underneath and feeding the soil too.
I do think it's acidic because it's the back of the house is north facing, very shady, and there is some moss there, whereas the front of the house, no shade at all, direct sunlight, very hot, completely different.
Definitely going to want to use some lime this spring. You can use like a lightning lime from Bonide. That's a great one. You can use that multiple times. But like I said, see if you can get that soil sample and then send it to me, and I can give you a little bit more information on it. So that way you're really starting off fresh.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much. Really appreciate it, and I love the show.
Thanks, Paul. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be back on the other side of the hour.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.